Welcome to In the Red Zone with Cardinals head coach Ken Wisenhunt.
Touchdown, Arizona!
Presented by your Valley Toyota dealers. Arizona Sports 620.
Oh, that's good, baby!
The home of Arizona Cardinals football.
Thanks for listening to Doug and Wolf here on Arizona Sports 620. If you get a chance, come on out here to Marley's to join us, home of the Big Red Rage, which happens every Thursday, and we're always out here. Head coach Ken Wisenhunt joining us now in the red zone here with Doug and Wolf. Hi, Coach. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, guys. Thanks.
I can understand. I can't imagine how difficult the situation is. For other than the numbers 32-20, what was the most disappointing thing for you other than the final score yesterday?
Well, I would say that when we cut it to 17-14, you know, after fighting back, being down 14, which I really am proud of our guys for, after turning the ball over early and giving them 7 points, fighting our way back into it, and then not being able to get off the field and then having the safety. You know, that really just kind of turned the game against us when we gave the ball up and we had to take the safety and kick it back to them. So, you know, those are the kind of situations that we can't allow to happen, and that's what probably sticks in my craw the most.
Wiz, how critical was it in your way of thinking to get off to a quick start early in this game? And then when it happened, how much do you think that had to do with the end result?
Well, I think always at home you want to get off to a good start, a quick start, because it gets your crowd into it, and you know, it makes it a tougher place for your opponents. And you know, when you turn the ball over like we did, I think it was big that we got a first down. We had a 3rd and 5, and we made a first down on our first series, which is important. You always want to do that. And then the very next play, we turn it over, and that hurts. They go right down and get a touchdown. You know, in order to improve and get out of this funk, our defense, first of all, we can't turn it over offensively. And second of all, defensively, we got to keep them out of the end zone. We got to make them kick a field goal. But with all that being said, we didn't get off to a fast start. But I don't think it affected our guys. And I think that's a sign that, you know, we've made some progress with them because they still fought back. We cut it to 14-7, and then they had the field goal right before the half. But we came out in the second half. Our defense stopped them, and then we had the big play to LaRod to, you know, to make it a game again with 9 minutes. With only 3 points, and I felt good about where we were because, you know, in looking at our stats from the first half, if we take away the 95-yard throw, we've done a pretty good job on those guys. We've held them to, you know, 120 yards offense and not very good on third down. And, you know, you look at
the rush defense was really stout,
I think,
too.
17 yards rushing in the first half.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, you got to – There's signs there that we're making progress with the defense, but you know, you can't let the guy get behind you and go for a touchdown. And as much as we worked on that, you know, that was critical because we had him at the 5-yard line, and we're winning the field position battle there. If you hold him, make him kick to you, maybe you get a short field. So, you know, there's probably 4 or 5 plays, and Coach Gibbs used to always say this, there's 5 plays in a game that make the difference. And, you know, we probably talked about 3 or 4 of them right there that really made the difference in the game.
Coach, I was going to ask you, if you just tuned in, it's Coach Wisenhunt joining Doug and Wolf this afternoon. I was just going to ask you, what were the things that you saw on film that you did right, and what were the things that you are just driving you crazy? But did you just answer that question when you talked about the fight that your guy showed? Is that one of the things that your main takeaway of what you did right?
Yeah, you know, you get a lot of feedback from other teams, and we're at a place with our team where, you know, we're trying to run a defense that's similar to Pittsburgh, and they have a lot of observations about your defense and where we are in the progress. And, you know, obviously, I guess you can be gracious when you win, but they had a lot of good things to say about what we're doing. And I think, you know, one of the positive things that I see offensively is we've had a number of big scoring plays, long plays down the field, which I think we've had more through 6 games than we've had the whole season last year. And, you know, LaRod's play, Larry's play early in the year. And I think the thing that is disappointing but yet encouraging is we've had guys open and we've just missed on those plays. We had Rob Houser open for a big touchdown yesterday and we weren't able to complete the pass. So, you know, it really comes down to a couple of plays. And if we make those plays, you know, it's a different ball game. But we've got to find a way to get over that hump. Our guys are working hard. They believe in what we're doing. And you have to stay positive because everybody else is negative. Everybody is beating you down, telling you how bad you are. And, you know, that's justifiable. We haven't won enough games. But for us, and that's what our focus is.
Wiz, Kevin Cobb feels like he's actually progressing, and to some degree, you agreed that he is in some areas. Where has he gotten better?
He's getting better at his reads and understanding where he has to go with the football. Where we've really got to make progress in very short time is on his footwork and staying in the pocket. When he does it right, there was a play early in the game where he threw it to Larry, threw a fade to Larry. It was a 30-something yard completion where he did it exactly right. He did a great job staying in the pocket. He had a little rush in his face. He made a good, accurate throw, just like he did in Washington when he took a big shot on the 80-yard touchdown that he made to Larry. But then there's a couple other plays that stick out where he's moving out of the pocket, backing up, throwing off of his back foot, not using the proper technique. It's all part of a young starting quarterback, a guy that's trying to learn your offense. But he's doing a lot. He's more comfortable with managing the offense and going through his progressions. Now we got to make sure that we continue to work on getting his footwork cleaned up and getting him to stay in the pocket and make some of those throws. You know, because if you look at the game yesterday, there was a number of good plays that he made, good throws that he made, but at the latter part of the game, there were some bad ones, and those are the ones that we got to get out of the system.
Yeah, Wiz, generally speaking, as a coach, and again, I'm not talking about Kevin Cobb per se here, but generally speaking, as a coach, is being comfortable in the pocket, in your opinion, a prerequisite to good quarterback play?
Well, it depends on the quarterback. I mean, I went back to my rookie year with Ben, and he was not comfortable in the pocket. And every time it was anything, he was on the move and making plays out of the pocket. And Ben has always done a great job of that and has been successful. But as he's gotten older or gotten more experience, he's become more comfortable in the pocket. And yesterday, he had bodies flying around him all over the place, guys bouncing off of him, those kind of things. But he stayed in the pocket, and he dumped it to the back. He made some big throws down the field. So you see guys make progress in that. And that's something that, you know, it's a different offense than what Kevin is used to as far as having to stay in the pocket and make some of those throws. It's not the West Coast offense. And when you do it right, you can be very effective with it. It's very similar to what a lot of these other quarterbacks do that stand in the pocket and make these reads and go through their progressions and make the throws. So, you know, it's a process of just like taking a young quarterback and getting him trained in how you want it done. And, you know, Kevin's way ahead from the standpoint of having been around the league, so he understands a lot of times what he's seeing, but he's got to be comfortable understanding the progressions that he's got to make with our offense and being comfortable staying in the pocket and making those throws. And quite honestly, we got to do a little better job in protection. You know, we haven't been the best in protection for him this year, so that's something that we've got to do a better job of as well.
Head coach Ken Wisenhunt joining Doug and Wolf this afternoon here on Arizona Sports 620. Coach, when you're watching the film, do you see mistakes that are being repeated that just kind of drive you crazy, or do you feel like a lot of the mistakes you see are either a completely different mistake or a mistake that might be something you've already covered but a different player making the mistake and you've got to give them a little bit of room?
You know what? It's different situations and different mistakes. The best way to look at it, Doug, is you can't go over every possible scenario that you're going to see. You know, you have only so many reps that you can prepare for in a game, and in your scheme of your offense or your defense says, if they do this, or if we call this, you do that. Now, one time the guy may line up on your nose. One time the guy may line up outside of you. You know, there's different techniques that you got to use when you see that. You're not going to be able to run a play with a guy over your nose and the guy outside of you on every time. Sometimes you got to trust the scheme and know if that guy slants inside, you got to stop his charge. Or, you know, if you're rushing a gap, you got to make sure you pin the guy's inside shoulder so if there's a stunt coming behind you, the guy can get open. Those are the things that we're making mistakes on, things that we haven't seen, that we have to be smarter and have a better football IQ and understanding. And I'll tell you another thing that really makes a difference. If you think about yesterday's game, Brown, their receiver, made that one-handed catch on third down. The ball was just thrown up. He stuck his hand up, and he came down with the ball. He made a great play. We don't have to make great plays. We've just got to make the plays that are there, and that's what we're not doing enough of. Rob Housler running down the seam, not connecting for a touchdown there, is an example of one of those plays. You know, not letting 17 get behind us for a 95-yard touchdown after we've worked it, talked about it, no matter what, in that situation, you know, you can't let it happen. So those are it's really mistakes that are happening to us independently. It's not repeat mistakes. You know, it's different situations that we're not, and it's not a whole lot. It's more a couple here, a couple there that are really hurting us.
Wiz, Mike Miller was on the sideline. Why was that move made, and do you think he's going to stay there?
Well, you know, it's all about the communication with Kevin and trying to get him comfortable enough so that when he hears the play, he processes it. And Mike is the one that spends a lot of time with him during the week. He calls the play in practice to him. So as far as getting a consistent voice in his head, that's what we were looking at doing to see if that helped him as far as his reads, his progressions, those kind of things. And we go off of a wristband most of the time, but Kevin has a better picture when we call it in. So that was one of the things that we're doing and to try to make us more efficient offensively.
Coach Ken Wisenhunt joining Doug and Wolf. I know we always ask you this question on Monday when you're just getting over Sunday, but how are the preparations for the Ravens going, and what do you see that you have to do correctly to try to get a win at Baltimore?
Well, you know, it's another tough road game. It's a tough place to play, and they're a good football team. You know, part of our study will be done after we see the game tonight, because you never know what could possibly change during the course of that game. But in looking at them, you know, their quarterback's playing well. He stands in the pocket and he makes throws and he's got a good arm. And we're going to have to obviously stop Ray Rice. Ray Rice is a big part of their offense and a big part of the reason that they're successful. And defensively, we got to do a good job in picking up their rush schemes because they really try to get after you. So we'll have potentially some chances to make some plays if we can do that. But, you know, that'll all be part of game planning. And, you know, a big part of things that we got to do better, especially when you're on the road against an opponent like this, is you got to have a good special teams day. That's a thing that can really swing the game in your favor. So, you know, today's our heavy game plan day, and we're getting a start on looking at these guys and breaking them down right now. And we'll know a whole lot more as the week progresses.
Wiz, as always, thanks for your time. We appreciate it, and good luck to you coming up Sunday.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Talk to you next week. Ken Wisenhunt joining Doug and Wolf here, as he does every Monday at 5 o'clock.
You've been listening to In the Red Zone with Cardinals head coach Ken Wisenhunt.
Let's go out starting fast!
Presented by your Valley Toyota dealers, Arizona Sports 620.
Leave nothing on the field! Come out swinging!
The home of Arizona Cardinals football.